This is Jaguars.com live, presented by Everbank from the Rubber Hallway at Everbank Field. The Jaguars are ready for Week 8 in the National Football League. The Miami Dolphins come to Everbank Field this Sunday, a 1 o'clock kick. Plenty to get to today. Here are the Jaguars this week. Blake Bortles, you're looking live in the South locker room right now. He'll speak to the media about noon today, as he does each and every Wednesday. The starting quarterback for the Jaguars will speak. We'll have that live for you. Telvin Smith, named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. He'll join us live right after Blake Bortles, so stay tuned for that. Your social questions will be involved in the show as well, and we'll preview the Miami Dolphins also. You can get in socially at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier, and as we said, we'll take questions for Telvin Smith a little bit later. We bring in John Osier, Jaguars.com senior writer. You know, it's going to be interesting when we hear from Blake Bortles to see how he responds after what was really a tough outing. That's a nice way to put it last week, right, in terms of his game through the air last week against Cleveland. How does he respond this week?
First of all, he had the three interceptions. I would say two of them probably on him. Even beyond that, though, not the accuracy, not that you had seen the first couple of weeks. But what you had seen also, you didn't see a loss of poise. And you didn't see a guy who all of a sudden started hurting his team once things went bad. I think that's critical. And, you know, I think you'll see from him today the same approaches you've always seen. That was what was notable talking to guys in the locker room after that game the other day. Even with the mistakes, even with the times that he didn't play well, they all said you would have never known it from talking to him in the huddle or from seeing him on the sidelines. And that's really what separates this guy's approach and this guy's potential from a player that you wouldn't necessarily think is going to turn around and start doing better and turn into a franchise guy. He's still got those quarterback leadership things when times go bad. For a fourth game guy, for a guy going into his fifth start, that's pretty special.
And it seems like he'll just find a way to get it done. If it's not working through the air, you know what? Maybe we can play this option game and get it on the ground somehow, or just rally down and drive in the 2-minute warning. He'll find a way,
right,
it seems like.
And as much as, you know, it's so tempting and so, I guess, easy to pick apart every quarterback's game week to week to week. And I got a question in the Ozone a couple of days ago. Well, is one of the reasons for Bortles' regression XXXXX? And he's played four games. There is no regression. There is no progression. I mean, you can't grade it like this all the time. So he's not regressing. He's going through what rookies go through. Teams are going to come out. They're going to do different things against him. He's going to make his mistakes. And over time, you're going to see this go up. But it's not a case where just because he has three picks on one day that there's regression, that there's signs of a bust, there's any of those things. This is a guy who's learning the trade.
Jaguars.com live, presented by Everbank. JP Shadrick, John Osier, we're in the rubber hallway at Everbank Field, right between the team offices and the workout facility, just outside of the Jaguars locker room. They're going through a walkthrough right now in the practice fields, and once the players are done, they'll be back in. Blake Bortles will speak to the media. We'll carry that live right here on Jaguars.com live. Of course, the run game had one of the best days they've had in at least a couple of years on Sunday. 185 yards for the team, 127 of those for Denard Robinson, who had his breakout game. A lot of questions with the run game this week. Can they do it again? Who's going to do it this week might be a question, too.
Well, I don't think you can expect 185 yards out of this running offense right now every week. The Browns played the Jaguars to prevent the pass. And they basically dared the Jaguars to run. The Jaguars ran well. You have to be able to do that in this league to win. I don't know if this is going to be a team that's going to line up. And if the other team comes out and says, we're going to stop your run, I don't know if they're going to go mano a mano every week and absolutely blast their way to 185 yards. But they did show that if defenses choose to play them like that, then they can beat that. That's the first step. You have to be able to beat a team. If they're giving you something, you have to be able to take it from them. In terms of how this thing breaks down, I'd be surprised if you don't see Denard keep starting. They've been searching for the right combination, the right mix at running back. I think what you're going to see is Denard, Storm Johnson. I think you're going to see Toby Gerhardt have a role, but I think it might be as a third down back, and then mixing him in the way that you mixed in Denard and Storm at the start.
Gerhardt's been a question mark the last couple of weeks. We'll see what his deal is this week, basically. Is he going to practice? How much will he practice with the leg injury? And like you said, what would the role be? And is he going to be happy with that role?
Well, I think it's important to realize just because Denard came out and had a huge game on Sunday, I don't think he's established himself as the guy who's going to be the absolute go-to guy. I think they're still going to have a few games here where they're looking for the right mix. If the matchup is different, is Toby better against certain defenses? Is he better in certain situations? You know, there's also the issue with him. He was hurt first half of week one. Let's not write him off yet as a guy who just can't get it done. Let's see how he is when he gets healthy, if he can still be that guy they thought he was going to be. I mean, it's too early to close the book on that yet.
Are you surprised that fans pile on like that?
Oh, that's what fans do. That's awesome. And it's just like anything. With Bortles, you have three picks, and all of a sudden he's a bust. If he throws three touchdowns, they'll be trying to get him into the Pro Bowl. So it's a week-to-week league. Things go high and low. What we've got to do is sort of try to keep some perspective on those things.
Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. We're minutes away from Blake Bortles' live comments to the media. We'll carry that live right here. Let's get to this Jaguars defense. Mm-hmm. Three straight games of 20 or less points for the first time since 07. They're on a great run right now, mm-hmm. of course, but last week's game was by far the best. Telvin Smith has a big key in that. Of course, he's the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, named today a little earlier. Rookie linebacker, playing well when he gets in the lineup.
Right.
And obviously it showed up on Sunday against Cleveland.
Well, it's always fun to me, the player of the week things. I don't know that you would necessarily say that Telvin Smith was the biggest reason the Jaguars defense was dominant the other day.
Okay.
They had a really good front. The linebackers played well. They stopped the run as a team, obviously. Telvin, very, very good in passing situations. I'm getting a lot of emails. Why doesn't he start? Wasn't he this? You know, again, he's a rookie fitting into his role. I expect him to start taking a bigger role. I expect them to eventually give him a chance to start. But I don't know that you're necessarily going to see all of a sudden he steps in and he's Lawrence Taylor on the weak side coming off the edge. You know, that's not going to be him yet. But good for him, a good kid who clearly is a guy that you want to start seeing some of these draft picks show and make an impact. He did that on Sunday.
Speed, speed, speed. We'll hear from Telvin coming up. Let's go to the South locker room right now and hear from quarterback Blake Bortles live on Jaguars.com.
Yeah.
She gets the first
question.
Yeah.
She's first.
Sorry,
you're
thinking of my
question.
Just
the
play lock.
Turn it on first.
She was in there.
Play.
All right.
Thank you. Blake, turnovers, obviously taking care of the ball, priority for this team. What are some of the things you can do to cut back on the turnovers?
You know, I think just, being smart about it. Obviously, we were high on the ball, on ball security, and then on defense taking it away and creating, turnovers and stuff. So it's a big point of emphasis, especially as a quarterback. You know, you handle the ball every play. So, there's a high necessity to be careful with it and not give it away. It's things that I have to work on and decisions that need to be better made.
When you watch those, specifically the last two picks on Monday, did it confirm what you thought you were doing?
Or was it's just bad decisions, really. You know, just things that shouldn't happen, that can't happen, in order to be productive and move the ball as an offense. It's something that we learned from, that I learned from, and now moving on.
Mm-hmm. Gus said, not concerned about the interceptions, he's concerned about your look. Do you know how you're supposed to look or how you want you to look?
Gus is, he's high on body language. And, as a quarterback, that's a big part of it. And you want to have positive body language no matter what's going on. The offense and teammates kind of feed off that and see that and see how you're acting to situations. It's part of it. Turnovers are part of it. It's going to happen. You know, obviously you want to limit them. We're going to stay aggressive. I'm going to continue to throw balls and hopefully try and throw into our receivers now.
You weren't having any PBL look before he got into start talking about it?
I don't know. I didn't think so. It's something that I try and be conscious of, because I recognize that and realize that's something that guys, see and feed off of. I think it was him reminding me, to make sure that I don't let it happen, that other guys aren't watching, and it's important to see how you react to things.
You guys also said you were pretty good at playing the game, doing what you needed to do, and then going back and evaluating and worrying about the mistakes. Is that just part of the makeup you have to have at your position?
I think so, definitely. You got to be able to go out there and play the game, make the decisions in the game situations that you're going to make, that you prepared all week to make, and then sit down and watch it and evaluate it and say, okay, you know, was this the right decision? Did I go to the right place with the ball? Did I get us in the right play and all that stuff? And all that is just what you go through during the week in your preparation. And then, you know, when you evaluate it and fix some things, you obviously learn from it and don't try not to do it again.
Have you always been able to do that, or has that been a learned process playing position since you were young?
I think it's something that I've always done. I think a lot of people enjoy watching the things they do well. I kind of enjoy watching the things I don't do well and how I can get better at them and make those things that I do well.
In what areas has the offensive line improved, in your opinion, over the last month?
Yeah, they've been, obviously this past week they played, unbelievably. I mean, they were good in all phases. They ran block really well, obviously by the statistics there. And then pass block, just as good. There was a couple of things that I messed up on or could have got the ball out or done something to avoid a sack. But, I thought they played well. They've been getting better and better each and every week. Now it's kind of, we've had good passing games. We've had, good running games now. We're trying to put it together. It's exciting to see that, how good we can be, when both things are clicking.
You seem really comfortable 2-minute. Is that just because it simplifies things? It just allows you to go out there and play? And have you always kind of been like that?
That kind of goes back to college. We would get in 2-minute in random situations and would kind of flow and go. But our guys do a good job in it. Obviously when you're going that fast, the defense gets tired. It limits the things they can do. And we can just go play ball. So I think that definitely helps out.
Tell Jed. First drive?
No. I think we'll save it for when we're in the situations.
Is Cameron Wake a guy you need to know where he's at before pre-snap?
I think definitely. He's going to line up on our right, and he's a really good player. There's no doubt about that. He's unbelievable in the pass game, and he does a lot of things really well. And he's a guy that we're going to have to account for. And guy on the other side is a pretty good player too. So it'll be a good challenge. We look forward to it.
Dolphins D has a lot of numbers. You use stats at all in your preparation? Any of those things that are doing well stand out to you?
Not a whole lot. Don't really pay attention to it. Watch film. You see what they do, what their tendencies are, how they cover and defend different things, and you try and find ways to attack them.
Like, you've had both offensive players and defensive players picking you up maybe after a mistake this past Sunday. What does it mean to you to have the confidence of the entire team?
I think it's pretty cool. I think the fact that that teammates care, it's an unbelievable feeling that those guys care and are there in support. I want to do everything I can to give back and have their back. If it was to be the other way, if somebody else was struggling, I'd definitely be there to help and support them.
Two veteran corners, Finnegan and Grimes. Mm-hmm. So far from your starting experience, do you see veteran corners more apt to jump routes and take gambles?
You could say that. They're definitely, I think the older you are, the better feel you get for it, the more comfortable you are. But those are two guys that have obviously seen a lot of football, have obviously been around a lot, and they're both great players. They both make a lot of plays, and they're tough guys that are hard to beat, and it's hard to find guys open in their area. So it's something that we're going to have to attack and work on in order to move the ball in the passing game.
Did your spin move?
Comments of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles on Wednesday, and we're joined by the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Telvin Smith. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It does. Nice. It sounds real nice. Hopefully we'll be able to keep that going.
It's been a good run for this defense the last few weeks. You guys have been on the spot the last 3 weeks especially, but last week's game, big key turnovers in critical situations, set up the offense deep. That really was the difference last week.
It definitely was. Just staying focused. Everybody staying attentive, everybody staying upbeat and not letting anything get us down. Man, the determination of this team is awesome.
Let's get social a little early. This is a social show, so we take social questions.
Uh-huh.
First one from @itsdingy. It's, how did it feel to create the play that potentially won the game for you guys on Sunday? How did that feel for you? Because you were close to another one, too.
Right. I mean, it was big. Just being able to say, I was able to make that play. But it started out up front. The pressure on for the D-line to get up there, to force a bad throw and to get it, to help me get the interception, that was real big. So just it was all around the board, everybody flowing and going.
You've been in the lineup. You haven't really been starting a lot, depending on the look from the other side. Mm-hmm. But when you get in there, you – your opportunities, you've seemed to kind of take advantage of those, at least lately, last few weeks. You've seen more and more chances to get to the ball, and that's good to see. Is that improvement for you personally, or is that the scheme, or a combination, or how's that worked?
It's been around the ball more. It's definitely all around, I would have to say, just because with older guys, like with Puzz, I would stay in and watch film with him more often. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get more detailed on things. And then with the D-line, just the communication, them getting a rush, making sure we cover, that's been a big emphasis. Y'all rush, we gonna cover the back end. And then just flying to the ball, finishing. So you just gotta have that mentality of getting better. And that's all around. It's a mentality, like I just said. So I definitely have to say it's everything.
It's funny, you know, after all these plays this week, we haven't heard a lot about your weight.
I mean, right now, if you're making plays, people not going to say nothing. As soon as I not make a play or get pushed out of a gap or something like that, somebody going to say something about the weight. So, like I said, I let my play, I try and let that speak for me, and hopefully it'll keep building.
Tubman Smith with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. You mentioned Paul Posluszny. I mean, this is a big blow for this unit. Defensive captain, guy who's been around here for a long time, leading the team in tackles, close to the league lead. And how do you or can you replace that kind of guy?
It's really no replacement, but in this business and on this team, you have to say next man up. Of course, he's going to be a big loss for us because who he was to the team and what he did. Like you said, leading the team in tackles, almost leading the NFL. So, you know, just trying to replace that, you just got to keep working. But JT definitely going to fill in and hopefully, you know, step up to the plate. But we definitely got full confidence in him, praying for Puzz, making sure everything go with his recovery.
Now, he told us the other day he's still going to be around. He's not going anywhere, which is good in the film room and everything.
Exactly. Especially with me, I told you that's who I watch film with. Just like you said, he's been around the game a long time. He's been playing for a long time, starting for a long time. So it's so much that he teaches me in the film room, and then I take it over to the field. So he definitely got to stick with me and stay on that film.
Tubman Smith is with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. You're one that's not scared to ask questions in that kind of environment, too. I've seen you in a similar environment to that. You're always the one raising your hand and interrupting and making sure you get it right.
Right.
That's important.
I mean, it definitely is, just because you got to know what's going on and know what they expect you to do. Because if you get out there and it's really unexpected, or you don't know what to do or what they expect you to do, then you're going to try and do something on your own and you might mess up. So I just like to know what's expected of me to do and add my own flavor to it a little bit.
Let's get back social again at AJ underscore Jags fan asking, are you going to run the next one back for a touchdown? You had a nose for the end zone.
Listen,
in Tallahassee.
I know. That's my MO, to catch them and run them in. But, you know, we're going to keep working. That was definitely my goal on that one, to try and get it in. It's always my goal to try and get it in. So the next one that come, I'll try my hardest to get that one in, too. If I don't, you know, I'm going to still celebrate like I did.
Telvin, you got walked down by an offensive lineman.
Come on, listen. Now, I'm having to debate that with teammates and all. He had an angle on me from the start.
You run a 4-4.
And listen, it happens. You know, he definitely grabbed me and got me down. So that's something I got to work on and make sure, because everybody said I should have juked or something. So now y'all going to make me bring something out the box.
High and tight, too. Tell us.
Exactly.
With us. You know, this is a young group, obviously. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time. All the youth, certainly on offense. A lot of young guys on defense, too. Second-year guys in the secondary, you know. But finally, a win for this team, something positive, a positive result. What's been the message from the coaching staff about handling a positive result now? It's a little different, right? Or is it different?
I mean, it's definitely the same mentality going in. You know, start over, go back to the fundamentals and keep working it and do what we have done to get here. Don't forget that. And just saying, stay focused. You know, don't lose it. Don't lose that edge that we had to try and get this first win and let that be, okay, that's our story or whatever. So just staying with it and staying focused and remembering the process.
Last couple of questions with you. This Dolphins offense, what do you know about Tannehill and what do they do offensively?
He's a runner. He's definitely a running quarterback. So that's something that's always threatening for offense to have a running quarterback, because what he can't do with his arm, he can turn around and do it with his legs and then make something happen with his arm. So just staying with it, you gotta be able to contain the running quarterback.
Let's get one last social question in before we wrap it up. This is at FSU underscore football one. I wonder what this is going to be. What did you think about that FSU win over Notre Dame, Sal?
Oh, man, I'm going to look at the camera. I'm going to tell y'all that it was big for the whole Tallahassee, for the whole Florida State. organization. That was big. Y'all just keep winning, keep going, and you know, prove the world wrong. Everybody think y'all going to mess up and fall. Just keep going. Y'all know I'm supporting y'all every week.
Telvin Smith.
That's it.
It's great to see you. Congratulations on your award this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Many more to come, hopefully.
Like it. Telvin Smith, Jaguars linebacker, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Come and see the Jaguars at Everbank Field this Sunday. The Miami Dolphins are here, and a ticket to a Jags game is more than just a seat. A one-of-a-kind game day experience includes watching the game on the world's largest video boards. Get off the couch, see Blake Bortles, Telvin Smith, and the Jags face the Dolphins this Sunday at 1. Visit Jaguars.com/more or call 633-2000, and a ticket to a Jags game is more than just a seat. Our thanks to Telvin Smith, of course, Jaguars linebacker, the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. You heard from Blake Bortles a little bit earlier as well, his weekly press conference. John Oser joined us as well. The schedule the rest of the day, locker room open now. You'll hear from players a little later on Jaguars.com from the locker room. Jed Fish scheduled to speak with the media about 12:40 today, Jaguars offensive coordinator. After a good day on the ground last week, will be interesting to see what he says about the offense moving forward and how Bortles can improve as this season moves on, certainly this week against Miami, against a good defense. Also, practice coverage inside the Jaguars later. Gus Bradley speaks after practice today. That'll do it for now from Everbank Field, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. We'll talk to you a little bit later on Jaguars.com.